guys. Welcome to
the brand new podcast, Young and in Love.
This
is the podcast, Young and in Love. Hello, young lovers, and welcome to another episode of Young and in Love.
Young and in Love.
Again, I'm Josh.
And I'm Taylor.
We're the Andersons. And this is Young and in Love. Young and in Love. This is Young and in Love. Coming to you recorded after being recorded live. This is the brand new podcast, Young and in Love, from Jacksonville, Florida. I'm your co-host, Josh.
And I'm the other host, Taylor.
And we're figuring this thing out. This is our podcast, Young and in Love. This is the podcast, Young and in Love. I'm your co-host, Josh.
And I'm your co-host, Taylor.
And we're the Andersons. We are making this podcast to... No. All right, for this first episode, we just wanted to talk about why we're making this podcast, what it means to be young and in love, and sort of the things to expect as a young couple who considers themselves to be in love, and what all comes around with that. This podcast is intended for everyone, not only for those who are young and in love, but also for those who are older, more experienced, and maybe reminiscing on how they felt when they were young and in love, as well as maybe what they can remember and what they can put back into their relationships. Go ahead, just say it.
And even the younger people who have yet to find their lover, or maybe just are curious about people who are young and in love.
And as you can probably tell, this is the first time we've done a podcast, so there's going to be a lot of goofy moments where we don't really know what we're doing. But we're willing to share that all with you guys, and I think that's what's going to be exciting.
So a couple reasons for why we're doing this podcast is, one, so we have our own record of things that we're going through, and we can look back on it and see how we've grown together as a couple going through certain experiences, and even like look back on other things that we have experienced when we were recording these podcasts, and just sort of look back at the memories, and also for us to get our thoughts out with each other about certain things that maybe we don't have the opportunity to talk about with each other because we're not really forced to do so. But since we're talking to each other, just sitting down, we are talking about things that we probably wouldn't talk about unless we were sharing them with other people.
Yeah, which is sort of an idea that came to me when thinking about what we can do as a couple to grow closer together. For me, talking about my relationships is not a habitual thing. It doesn't come to me naturally. So I thought, as a creative person, as a creative outlet, we could make a podcast where we can talk with one another about what we're going through and like where we see the relationship, and then share what we're learning and our experiences with you all, and maybe what we're experiencing others can relate to and empathize with, and then also come together and understand maybe some aspects of their own relationship, or maybe look for things or things they want or things they don't want in their own relationship. Another reason is to remind others how far they've come. So we talked a little bit about the older generation and what they could possibly get out of this podcast. And I really think it could be beneficial to them to understand or to remember maybe the things that they had gone through and the similar things that we're going through, and maybe even chime in with their own experiences through an interaction that we'll go over a little bit later through the podcast app, in which you can actually send us messages and then we can respond in the next episode. So yeah, those are a couple of reasons. Anything else?
You've covered it all.
So I guess the logical place to start is to talk about what it means to be young and in love. And we can sort of break that down. So young, I mean, I'm 23, almost 24.
And I'm 21, freshly just turned 21.
Fresh 20 fun. So we're pretty young on all standards. Not even like a quarter of our life is over with. And but we could also be talking about people who are young at heart, who love like they're young, live like they're young, but are a lot more experienced in years. I guess that's the PC way of saying old. But then love, and we sat down sort of this week on our own and talked about definitions of love. So we're going to go through each one of those. Do you want to start?
Yeah, I can start. So, for me, love is the feeling that when you care so much about someone that you would do absolutely anything for them, that when anything that they feel becomes how you feel, their needs become more important than your own. And being around Josh becomes a necessity to me. It's knowing that I would do absolutely anything for Josh, even if it means I have to make personal sacrifices in my own life. And love is when my heart just overflows from happiness when I hear from them, and that like he just makes me the happiest person like in the world whenever I get to be with him. And that even when I'm so mad at him, like I can't stand him, I know I don't want to continue going on with my day without him by my side.
Oh, that's so good. I took a lot more general stance on what love means, and that was so personal. That was so nice. And it's good to hear it in words. I know, we can talk about it though. We don't have to just rush through this.
Okay.
It was really nice to hear that in words, and like to actually, because I know that you love me and you like spending time with me, but it's something else to hear it expressed so clearly and to know. So I appreciate you.
He's over here making me cry in the closet.
At least we get to come out of the closet together. My definition of love, as I said, I took a lot more general stance on it, and I just sort of scribbled down my thoughts, and I figured I'd just read them verbatim, because that's the best way to understand me as a co-host, and also it's the way I think, so we're gonna go with it. I said, you can love a person, but you can also love a donut, but it's different love. And you can love your dog, and you can also love a person, but it's a different kind of love. I said that love is a state of being, a habit of care and affection. This is why we can fall in love, because it's a noun, and it's a state in which we care so much for another that we disregard our own interests for the good of the other. And that's it. I try to keep it as simple as I could, because I can be pretty winded. So yeah, it's just, it is. Love is. It's, I think you said it very, very clearly and very nicely, in that you have to get to a certain point of care and affection for someone that you start to lose yourself, which can be sort of a slippery slope.
Yeah, I think it can be really hard, because I think oftentimes, especially at the beginning of the relationships, like you care so much for like just trying to make something work, that oftentimes I feel like a lot of people lose themselves in the person that they're invested in. But like as much as it's important to, like, sacrifice your own needs for the good of the other person, but try to hold on to as much of what makes you you. Like, you don't want to give up what, like, what makes you who you are. Like, still hold on to, like, everything that made your partner, like, fall into in love with you. Just don't sacrifice it all for the other person, you know?
Yeah, I think some of the most... There goes our notes. I think some of the most disappointing relationships I've had in my life has been when... You can just leave that. The most disappointing relationships that I've had in my life have been when I lost sight of who I was as a person. So I lost sight of my character and my personality traits that really make me me. And the thing that's satisfying about our relationship and our marriage is that we've fallen in love for each other and who we are, despite our weaknesses and despite our pasts. And we're really focused on the future and what we see in each other. And that's what makes this version of Young and in Love so, so important to me and so different. Okay, so we're going to run through a couple pros and cons. We are married. We've been married for...
5 months, almost 6 months, next month.
I've learned recently that you always let the woman answer that question. story to come later. But we're going to run through some pros and cons of being married young, because I think most oftenly people ask us these questions, which is like, oh, why'd you get so married so young? Or, oh, did you throw your life away or throw your youth away because you were married so young? And I think some of these pros and cons will take care of those questions.
So some of the pros, well, starting with the pros, you get to grow up and just sort of go through the most challenging and stressful parts of life with the person that you love more than anyone in the world. So we get to go through college together. We get to go through our first real life jobs together and our first apartment or our first house. I don't know. What are some other...
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's a decade of decisions, yeah, is what they most often call your 20s. And unlike the majority, maybe the majority, I'm not going to make up a statistic, but most oftenly we hear about people making these decisions on their own or with their parents, but we get to do it as a couple and grow together and learn together. And I think that's very positive, and that's why it makes it a pro. We also get to mold and shape each other. So we're not only making decisions together for like our future, but we're also making decisions for each other, and in that we provide
I think what he means is, because we're so young still, getting to go through life together, we're not yet quite set in our ways, so we're still becoming like our best version of ourselves. We're still a work in progress, to be said. And with the help of each other, we're able to come into that more like well-rounded individual because we have each other to sort of rely on and grow together.
That is exactly what I was trying to say. Every achievement is ours. I think this is the most exciting part because for so long in my life, I've been me. So even though now, as I mature and as I look back on my life, a lot of major achievements I can thank my parents for and thank them for their support and having them encourage me. But at the end of the day, everybody would always say, oh, like, congratulations on your achievement, or congratulations on you making the dean's list. And now it's ours. Anytime that we make a major life decision, it's ours. And that's exciting for me. Yeah. Oh, okay. So that sort of wraps up our. I'm just gonna pause it. I really hope we can, like, trim these and edit these.
Yeah, guys, if we can't trim it down, you're gonna get a lot of bloopers.
Yeah, there will be a lot of funny moments if we can't trim this part out. So live with it. Live it. Live. What did they hit? Live, love, and laugh.
I don't know.
Isn't that classic Pinterest thing? So live with it, love it, and laugh about it later. So getting back at it, the pros are pretty much wrapped up. We'll cover a lot more of these in depth as we go throughout the episodes. Today is just a general overview of everything we might cover and everything we plan on getting at. And as we talk and invite more people to come on and share their experiences, we'll get a lot more topics as well. So our cons, and I'll start with this one because I came up with it and she sort of looked at me with a funny face when I wrote it down. But I said being selfish. And what I was trying to get at is it's really hard being married young because it's at that certain stage of your life where you really want things for yourself. And you wanna be you and you wanna do the things you love because we're young and we've always dreamed of, like, being an adult and having a job, and then I can do what I want with my money. And it's a lot of me, me, my, I. And it's hard to deal with that when you're in a relationship, to deal with that side of you, that selfish side of you. And it's hard because you haven't quite figured out how to be the most compassionate or the most giving to your partner. And that's really difficult for me. You don't have problems with that. No, you're perfect.
Oh. Another con is just having less patience. I think because we are still, like, so young, we don't have kids yet. And less patience is the con. So since, I mean, we're married and we don't have kids, I think when you have kids, you have to be patient because kids are a lot. I'm a preschool teacher and I have to work with kids every day. There's still days where, I mean, I don't have the amount of patience that I would like to have.
I wasn't even thinking about kids when we wrote this down, but I was just thinking about how the more I gain life experience, the more I start to understand why things happen, why people do the things they do, and what to expect in life. And with all that gained experience, you gain more patience. So just at the stage of life that we're in, what we're going through, sometimes we can get a little testy with each other, a little sassy. And I think that just comes from not quite understanding what's completely going on. And instead of seeking first to understand, we just immediately want to be understood. And it can get a little crazy.
Which happens a lot. And another con, it's judgment. I don't know how much Josh has had with this, but at least for me, I get a lot of judgment from other people choosing to, like, basically just take myself off the market so early or to commit to someone so fast. A lot of times I've gotten people just, like, ask, like, why? Like, I'm so young. Like, I just turned 21, which is, like, prime age for partying and going out with your friends. And a lot of people just assume that since I'm married and, like, am with Josh that I don't want to be as social as I used to be. So, like, they'll stop inviting me to things just because they assume that I'm busy or I just no longer, like, do those things. Or other people have asked me, like, why, like, settle almost instead of, like, exploring my options. Or I don't know, just assuming that I was, like, too young to be able to make such a large commitment to somebody, which can be really hard. Or the, like, the most obvious, like, since we get married young, people just automatically assume, like, pregnancy or that we are going to have a baby.
Right.
Immediately.
So we, as we were talking about in brainstorming, we thought this topic is abnormally large because it takes up a lot of our energy and efforts. It's the thing that we have to encounter most is being young and married. So we'll talk about that a lot during a specific episode, just dealing with judgment in general, dealing with those questions that people always ask, like, why did we cut our youth so short, jumping into adulthood so quickly when we could take advantage of it? A lot of people say that we're too young to decide whether or not this person is right for us. And we'll talk a lot about why we decided to get married so young and what led us to that. A last con is that life just changes rapidly during your 20s. Just to talk about a brief history of, like, the last 5 months we've been married. We got married on March 9th. We went on spring break, which was our honeymoon. And then we came back from our honeymoon, and I had to prepare for my final thesis of architecture school because I was a senior, as well as working part-time and pursuing job opportunities. Then I got a job. So here, I was going to the University of Cincinnati, so it was Taylor. And then we had to figure out where we were going to move, when we were going to move, when I was going to start my new job, post-graduation, parties, saying bye to family because we were moving to Florida. And it just changed so quickly. And then when we got here, you're in a new environment. You have to sort of start adapting and changing. And it just seems like life hasn't given us a chance to put our feet down. And I think we'll explore those changes as we post new episodes and things like that. So life just changes so quickly. And it can be a con, but it can also be a pro because yeah. We don't have a lot of time to dwell and form grudges. So that's why we left that one for last.
Thank you guys for listening. That will wrap up our first podcast of many. We are going to be doing a podcast a week. An episode a week. Yeah. So
if I'm not trying to start a new podcast every week.
So if you like what you heard, think you might be interested or know someone who might be interested in the things that we have to talk about, then subscribe and share to your friends and your family. And I know that we'll be really grateful.
Yeah. We're making this podcast through a app called Anchor. And that's like the anchor of a ship, A-N-C-H-O-R. We highly encourage you to listen through the Anchor app, but it is available wherever you find your podcasts. So Spotify, the Apple Podcast app, Google Play, there's a lot of them. We're sharing the links on Facebook and Twitter. And we really hope that you guys share these with your friends and family so that we can help as many people as we can. And also, it'd be really cool to just see how far we can get this to spread and how many different opinions we can get. We encourage you to listen through the Anchor app because there's this really cool feature on the page where you can actually leave us a voice recording of yourself. So it's a voice message. And you can hit record and you can ask us questions or you can leave us feedback. Tell us how great we did or how terrible we did. We accept all feedback. We are huge fans of vulnerability. And we'll talk about that in a different episode. But we'd love to hear from you is the bottom line. So again, please subscribe so you know when we're dropping these. We're going to try and keep it on a weekly basis as we get our schedule hammered out. And yeah, we'd love to hear from you guys. So that's it for now. Again, I'm Josh.
And I'm Taylor.
And this has been the first episode of Young and In Love. Hashtag Young Lovers.